obviously, end line out of bounds. You've got to inbound the ball. That's the first thing. Do that. Know that, knowing that Purdue's going to try to make it difficult, and then trap it. So be secure with your passes and understand, you know, where you want to go with the basketball.
Gilmore will throw it in. He's got Blackwell, Klesmet, Winter, and Tanjay. He can roam the baseline. Talking about Gilmore here. 6-point lead for the Badgers. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to play. Cam Heidi is in the face of Gilly. Shuffles left, inbounds to Blackwell. Single coverage from Braden Smith. Blackwell up the floor, across half court to the right side. He'll throw to Gilmore between the circles. Carter feeds. Minutes to play. Tanjay throws to Gilmore high on the left, feeds Klesmet. Left side, drives off the wing, goes to the goal, reverse layup, no, but a foul. Good take from Max Klesmet as he crashes to the floor again, and now he'll shoot two free throws with a minute 54 to play.
And this is where Max has been really good the last couple of minutes, knowing that Purdue wants to be ultra aggressive around the perimeter, so rip and go. They can't stay in front of you because they're trying to pressure you, so if you rip and go with that, now all of a sudden you've got the front step, gives you the advantage.
Trey Kaufman ran the foul, his third. First free throw is good for Klesmet, 83-76 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's been so good at here the last 3-4 minutes is Purdue's had some stuff offensively, but they haven't. Wisconsin has not let them get on a run.
Second free throw straight in for Max. 84-76 Wisconsin. A minute 53, clock running, remaining at Mackey Arena. Braden Smith out high. Smith right of the lane, throws it to Heidi, right corner, feeds Fletcher Lawyer, weaving, right elbow, pass deflected, it's loose, stolen by Blackwell, and Blackwell brings it up the floor. Smart decision there. He had Tanjay streaking, but Blackwell, so let's burn some time, down to 90 seconds. Here's Max throwing to Tanjay, left corner, out to the
smart,
wing is Tanjay.
Smart.
Badgers bleeding the clock, 15 to shoot, minute 24 to play. Blackwell at the center circle, 120 to play, 10 to shoot. Blackwell against Colvin. Blackwell high on the left, driving left of the lane, pulls, pops, off the glass and in for Blackwell. 86-76, Wisconsin with 107 remaining. Smith out high. Smith slips it in. Kaufman Wren turns it. Colvin stamps off a three left corner. Good again. Miles Colvin with 9. Timeout Purdue with exactly 1 minute to play. 86-79, Wisconsin.
That bank must be open because there's a lot of people walking down the steps to go to the bank. I don't know if that John Blackwell bank shot reminded so many people, like, hey, the bank closes at 4. I don't know what happened there, but there's a lot of people walking down the stairs right now.
Yeah, Miles Colvin saying not so fast, hitting that left corner three. He has 3 threes today. He averages 5 points a game. We mentioned just a 29% three-point shooter coming in. But he's trying to keep Purdue alive. 1 minute remaining, 86-79, Wisconsin leading Purdue.
Impressed with Matt, though, is understanding, right? They could have taken more threes in the second half, but what have they done the last 4 minutes? They put the ball on the deck and they drove.
Both teams have gotten work done in the paint. Wisconsin 36 points in the paint to Purdue 34. So you got Gilmore, Winter, Blackwell, Klesmet, and Tanjay out there for Wisconsin. C.J. Cox, Jakari Harris, Camden, Heidi, Braden Smith, and Miles Colvin, the 5 on the floor for the Boilermakers. Gilmore will inbound. Again, he can roam. He's got Heidi in his grill. One pass fake, shuffling left Gilmore, and nothing there. Timeout, Wisconsin. So now both teams are with one timeout remaining. Possession arrow, Wisconsin. Badgers up by 7. Oh, he thought it could be fun.
Wow, you did. And we'll go back a little bit, right? Kamari McGee gets ejected from the game. And this group had a chance to kind of make a decision. And I thought Jack Janicki came in and weathered that first storm, and then they started to kind of get back to this. I thought getting it back to 1 point down at halftime was crucial.
Yes.
Because it had a chance to go the other way. Now, this group has been through a lot. And I think that's where the experience and the calmness of just understanding the moment really took over for this group.
Wisconsin is 18 of 25 from the floor in the second half. Purdue's pretty good, too. 15 of 25. Some lights-out offensive work, and now trying to finish the deal. 60 seconds remaining, 86-79, Wisconsin. Badgers go and start to show a little football mode, and there's the long pass. Gilmore, the post pattern, Nolan Winter down the lane. He got fouled by Miles Colvin. Oh, how about that? Free throws coming up. Badgers now in the double bonus. Greg Gard wanted the flagrant. You want to take it easy there. Don't chirp too much. You have 59.6 seconds remaining. Get Miles Colvin for the foul, and they looks like they are going to take a look here for a potential flagrant. As that was a nice little pass on that post pattern.
It was, absolutely. Now, the question I have for you is, it's a seven-point lead. Does that ball get thrown if it's a three-point game?
Ooh.
I'll answer that. No, I don't think it does.
I was going to say. I don't think it does.
But being up by seven with a minute left, you've got a little bit of a wiggle room, and I think that's exactly what happened there. And because of that, you do throw that pass, and I don't know why we're reviewing this. I'll be completely honest, though. I know Greg is asking for it.
Well, if it's just a shove from behind, I think it's what he's trying to campaign. Was that an actual basketball play?
For sure, I get that.
I get why you would, but again, this is gonna. It took a while in the first half. It ended up being a flagrant two on Kamari McGee, which nobody agreed with, who watches outside of the Purdue fans, which I get that.
Even Purdue fans knew it wasn't a flagrant two.
But they accepted it. And at the same time, and you and I have talked about it, Wisconsin is, there have been a lot of calls that have gone Wisconsin's way here in the second
half. For sure.
That now, why have like they, favors.
Why have they gone their way? It's because Wisconsin's been a more aggressive team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like the fouls that have gone their way have been Wisconsin's been attacking. You're not going to get calls if you just sit and pass the ball around the perimeter.
59.6 seconds to play. Wisconsin 86, Purdue 79. And while the officials continue to look at the monitor, Matt Painter getting a freebie timeout. Greg Gard wants his guys over there. He's got three of them talking with DJ Carstensen right now. Just a conversation. Now Greg brings them over and says, I want that extra timeout too. For the record, both teams have one timeout available.
I know Greg would ask for it.
Yeah.
I think as a coach you do.
Well, they also adjust the game clock there to, it's showing 58.3. I thought they were asking for 58.5. It's not a flagrant. We got Nolan Winter at the line. Now the Badgers are in the double bonus. That was team foul number 10. Nolan today, one out of two at the foul line. Make it two out of three as he makes the first. Warrior and Kaufman Wren are in. Heidi and Harris are out. 87-79, Wisconsin, 58.3 seconds to play. Winter with 12 points this afternoon. Second free throw off the rim and out. No good. Rebound, C.J. Cox. 8-point lead, Wisconsin, 55 seconds to play. Smith throwing to Lawyer, high on the left. Going to Kaufman Wren, top of the circle. Hands off to Smith. Fans to the left side. Now to 45 seconds. Smith left of the lane, goes to the goal. Shot blocked by Gilmore. Into the hands of John Tanjay. And a foul in the backcourt. Gilly James with the big defensive play for Wisconsin.
Well, it was. In the first half, he had another big block in the game as well. He's been ultra aggressive again.
And the foul on C.J. Cox with 40.9 seconds to play, 87-79 Wisconsin. John Tanjay, 25 points today, and he will shoot two. And the first free throw is good, nothing but net. Only the second free throw attempt of the day for Tanjay. He averages 6.5 tries per. 88-79, Wisconsin. Second free throw, Tanjay will bounce in. 89-79, Wisconsin down to 38 seconds remaining. Here comes Smith, kicks it Colvin, right corner three, not this time. Rebound battle for Coffman-Ren, had it, turns up right hand, rolls in for him. And a timeout taken by Purdue with 28.4 seconds to play. 89-81 Wisconsin, that's the final timeout for the Boilermakers.
Just can't talk enough about how good this response was from the first half.
Big time.
I mean, they had a choice, and just based on the way that the DNA is of this team, is they were going to respond. They have some adversity, and they were going to respond. I didn't have doubt, but I didn't think they were going to respond like this.
It was a game that I was concerned might get away in the first half.
Correct.
Well, up 9, including 35-26. You're missing Kamari McGee off the flagrant 2. But you mentioned a couple minutes ago, Butchie, getting to within 1 at the half. They fought their way back into it. Was massive.
Yeah. I thought that was a big part of this. Going in the locker room, and then you go in there and you see Kamari, right? Like, because he kicked out of the game. He's in there. But you know it's a one-point game. You're feeling confident in what you can do. The response from this group, we've talked a lot about them being a special group, but yet all their losses have been against really good teams.
Absolutely.
So were they going to get over that hump of beating a really good team? I thought the Arizona team, you know, that win was looking better and better, but at that time, was Arizona great?
No.
Purdue's good. Purdue's really good. This is a great win.
Carter Gilmore will inbound. He's got John Blackwell wide left. Max Klesman slot left. A little football terminology. Inbounds pass to Tanjay, trying to trap him, and he's trying to squeeze through it. He is fouled. He had Coffman-Ren and Ja'Kari Harris there, and Tanjay will get two more fouls. Shots with 25 seconds to play. 89-81 Wisconsin. Foul on Coffman-Ren is his fourth. And this is about as quiet as it gets here at Mackey Arena.
The only time it was a little bit quieter when Zach Morley buried about 7 threes. Now, it also was a blizzard and an ice storm, so there was nobody here to start. But
That broke the streak. First free throw is good. Before that night, the Badgers hadn't won here since 1972. They won here 3 years ago. Johnny Davis went off. Second free throw for Tanjay is good. 91-81 Wisconsin with 25 seconds remaining. Braden Smith weaving to the front court, fakes the three, throws the Coffman-Ren out to Smith, takes the three, it's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Tanjay of Wisconsin, and he is fouled in the backcourt by Cox with 14.6 seconds to play, and the Badgers are up by 10.
The Badgers are going to have a great flight home is what they're going to have.
Yes,
just
they
a
are.
Great, great performance.
And this is one that's going to open up a lot of eyes as people who followed Wisconsin knows this is a good team. Now everybody else is going to say, hey, what about these guys? First free throw is good for Tanjay.
I'll just say this. You watch enough college game day. Eric Rowley showed me a picture of how all the analysts there decided they were going to pick Purdue with the win. Now, that's an offer.
Yeah.
That's an offer.
Swing and a miss. Free throw good for Tanjay. 93-81 Wisconsin. 14.6 seconds remaining. Klesman out, Janicki in. Braden Smith up the floor, gets a screen from Coffman-Ren, feeds Cox, tries a three right side and hit it. 93-84 Wisconsin, 9.8 seconds to play. Tanjay fouled in the backcourt by Miles Colvin. John Tanjay, we mentioned he hadn't been shooting many free throws. He's going to end up with 9 attempts today. He's 7 of 7 so far.
With a quiet 33. Now, 31, I'm assuming these just go in based on the way he shoots it. But another game from John Tanjay that, again, you go back to that USC game, was held scoreless, wasn't pouting, wasn't just, all right, how do I keep rolling? How do we keep doing this, finding it within the offense? And that's what he's done. And just again, you got to credit Greg and staff for finding a guy that really not a lot of people thought could do this at this level.
Made the first, and he is short with the second. 8 seconds left. 94-84 Wisconsin. Cox front court right side with three. Cox tries a three. Rattles out, no good. Blackwell the rebound, and the Wisconsin Badgers come into Mackey Arena and take down Purdue by 10. And look who is in the thick of the Big Ten chase. The Wisconsin Badgers as they defeat Purdue 94-84.
You can use every word possible. Gutsy, excellent, whatever you want to throw out there with this team. But they find a way to continue to just keep winning, and they keep their head down, and they keep working, and they represent what Wisconsin's about, the state, right? This is the way you do it. There's going to be adversity. There's going to be things that don't go your way. You just keep your head down, and you keep plowing away at things, and that's what this group does.
And it sets up one heck of a matchup on Tuesday night at the Kohl Center. Come out and join us. This team's pretty good. This team being the Wisconsin Badgers. Tuesday night, 7:30, Wisconsin against Illinois. We'll let these guys be happy about today for a few hours first. Fun one. We thought it might be. It was.
Well, and again, you know, we've kind of said it a lot, but getting this game to one at halftime I thought was so important in what this team was going to be able to do. And offensively, they put up 94. I said with about 4 minutes left, Purdue's going to have a run. You know what Purdue didn't have? A run.
A run.
And why didn't they have a run? It wasn't because they weren't making plays on the offensive end, but Wisconsin continued to make plays offensively on their side. And I go back to two big plays, two huge plays, that when you rewatch the game, they're not going to be big plays, but they're big plays in this moment. Backdoor cut by John Blackwell for a layup. Backdoor cut by John Tanjay for a layup. When offensively, shot clock's running down, they didn't have anything. It was going to be a bad possession, which then means a bad shot, which that's how Purdue could have possibly got some runs. No. John Blackwell backdoor, John Tanjay backdoor, layup, layup. Purdue never could get on a run because of plays like that.
No, this crowd tried to will him back in after a couple of big three-point hits for the Boilermakers. The Badgers time and again had the answer. Final score, Wisconsin 94, Purdue 84. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The Wisconsin Badgers shoot 61.5% for the field, 72% in the second half. Come into West Lafayette and we'll go home with a 10-point win. Wisconsin 94, Purdue 84. Butchie, we talked about Braden Smith before the game. He had 12 assists today. He was just 2-10 from
the
field.
Yeah, he was very uncomfortable. Yeah. And I thought that might be the case with Wisconsin's guards. But there was another, we talked about a couple of plays offensively, why they could never get comfortable. Purdue was making a pat. I mean, I'm not even going to call it a run. But Carter Gilmore knocks the ball out. Goes to Greg Gard. 12 seconds on the shot clock, which means now all of a sudden they got to go. What happens? John Blackwell, Braden Smith, one-on-one. John Blackwell locked him up. He was uncomfortable that entire possession. He was uncomfortable the entire game, and I think a lot of that is because they could put a couple different guards on him, whether it was Jack Janicki, whether it was John Blackwell. Like, there was enough players that were able to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, you mentioned Blackwell, because I mean, obviously, Tanjay, 32 points. Jack Janicki was so huge. John Blackwell did not score in the first half. He had the two fouls, thinking, man, they got to find a way to get him going. He had 11 in the second half. You just mentioned his defensive work.
I mean, really impressive. I mean, again, I've used that word a lot, but wow. Like, this team is really good. We've said it a while, and on board. It's all right. Come on board.
We got room. We'll make room for you.
We'll make
it's
room.
All good.
But they've been a fun group because of their depth more than anything. You don't know whose night it's going to be. We've seen a Carter Gilmore game. We've seen a Jack Janicki game. We've seen a John Tanja game. We saw a John Blackwell, a Nolan Winter, a Stephen Kroll. I mean, the list got Max Klusman. I mean, the list, list goes on and on as far as guys that have had their moments. I think that is why this team is so good.
And it's win number 20 for the Wisconsin Badgers. They're now 20-5 overall, 10-4 in Big Ten conference play. Wisconsin 94, Purdue 84. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving, day in and day out, that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 US Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues from West Lafayette, Indiana, where the Wisconsin Badgers, for the sixth time in program history, have come into this building and have won. It's hard to do for any opponent, and the Badgers get it done here today, 94-84. And they go the majority of this game without a guy who is a sixth man of the year candidate in Kamari McGee, with more than 6.5 minutes left in the first half. He was trying to fight through a screen from Trey Kaufman Wren, and it was a hard collision, and McGee was assessed a flagrant 2. So his day was done. At the time, the Badgers were down 27-22. They trailed by as many as 9 on a couple of occasions. But in his absence, Wisconsin fought back. Jack Janicki, 5 points in the first half. He added 6 more in the second. Purdue led at the break, 37-36. But Wisconsin in the second half knocked down 18 of 25 shots overall, 6 of 12 from 3, and 16 of 20 from the free throw line. Overall, their foul shooting was below their standards. They were 18 of 24, but they got there and knocked down plenty there at crunch time en route to this 10-point win. The Boilermakers shoot 52% from the field, 45% from three. They shot it well as well, and 16 of 21 at the free throw line. Purdue ends up a plus 2 on the glass, but in a game like this with two really good teams just having at it, Purdue with 21 assists on the 29 buckets. Wisconsin had 18 dimes on 32 field goals, and there were a combined 7 turnovers. 4 for Purdue, just 3 for Wisconsin. Paint points were even at 36. We mentioned, Butchie mentioned in the first half, Purdue had 10 fast break points, 10 more than Wisconsin did, in fact. But in the second half, that leveled off. The Boilermakers only 2 fast break points in the second half, and Wisconsin ended up with 8 fast break points in this ball game. Wisconsin wins it here this afternoon, 94-84 over the Purdue Boilermakers. We'll take another break. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
The Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues here at Mackey Arena as Wisconsin defeats Purdue this afternoon, 94-84. Let's check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Another conference game in progress. A little less than 14 minutes remaining in State College, where Penn State leads Washington 52-48. Later today, a bit more than a half an hour from now, USC will host Minnesota. And tonight, in a featured game, Michigan State will take on Illinois down in Champaign. Tomorrow, 4 more conference games on the schedule. Michigan will be at Ohio State. Nebraska travels to Northwestern. Maryland, playing some good ball of late, will host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa getting a really nice road win at Rutgers earlier in the week. And the Oregon Ducks have the home floor against the Scarlet Knights. That will be tomorrow night. Next up for the Badgers will be Illinois. That will be on Tuesday night, a 7:30 tip time at the Kohl Center. The Illini went through some a tough stretch there. They had some injury and health issues, but they look like they're rounding back into form. So hopefully a great atmosphere in store for the Badgers as they come home to start a three-game homestand beginning Tuesday against the Illini. That's a look at our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Your final here in West Lafayette, Wisconsin 94, Purdue 84. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report of Total Sales.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We continue with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats Purdue this afternoon, 94-84. Moments ago, Brian Butch caught up with head coach Greg Gard.
We're here with Coach Gard. Coach, first of all, great win. I said during the broadcast, I said Purdue's going to make a run. Well, they never really made a run. Why didn't they make a run?
You know, Brian, this group is so united, so connected, and believe in each other so much that they just, I probably talk less in these huddles today than I ever have, which is probably a good thing. They just, it's such a player-led team, and, you know, with Kamari getting ejected from the game, I think they just threw gas on our fire. And obviously, just big play after big play. Klesmet was big down the stretch. John Tanjay made big shots. They found each other in terms of milking possessions, and then we get a back cut for a layup or a back cut for a dunk. And then how about Jack Janicki coming off? And, you know, his first game, first time in Mackey as a freshman, and he's out there like he's been here 10 times. So just a heck of a team effort. Really proud of this group. You know, that's a really good team on the other side. But as I told them, we're for real. We're really good ourselves.
You are. And I think when you look at this game, obviously, Kamari goes out, very questionable. We won't even ask you about that one. But you guys get it to one at halftime. How important was getting it kind of a little bit closer at halftime so you could get in there and just kind of regroup more than anything?
Yeah, I think that's the moxie of this group. When something goes awry, they know there's a lot of basketball left to be played, and they know we can make up a difference in terms of a score deficit fast because of how we are offensively. So, yeah, I thought we had a lot of confidence coming in half to, with all the things that went against us in the first half, to still only be down one and have a shot. We didn't execute real well the last set, but a shot to take the lead at halftime, which was fine. Let's get to half, knowing that we gained a lot of confidence from what didn't go well and still having a one-point game, let's go this second half and take control of this thing.
Offensively, that's been the story about the nation, about Wisconsin. It's going to be again, especially with you guys putting up 94. But you guys score 70, or you guys shoot at 72% in the second half. What works so well offensively in that second half?
Unselfish players, really good players, and a really good system. I mean, it's a combination of all three. You can't have one without the other, and you can't have two without the third. So, and we got the ball to go in, but it's just the unselfishness and the talent of this group, and they have so much confidence right now in what we're doing from an offensive standpoint, and it's fun to watch.
It's fun for us to watch as well. We did talk a little bit about you guys had a tough three-game stretch here. Obviously, you get the first one here, but there's a tough one coming up Tuesday night when you look at this Illinois team. Not to look ahead too far ahead, but how do you get them to dial in, still enjoy this win, as we hear it in the background a little bit, but then kind of refocus, get ready for Tuesday and another shot at Illinois?
Yeah, we'll reconvene tomorrow morning and go through this film, learn from it, get a good lift in, get on the court, and get 2 days prepared. They know. They're a mature group. They know. This is a long grind, and we saw a really, really good team today. We're going to see a really, really good team again on Tuesday night, but we need to enjoy this here today and let them enjoy this because they put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get this team to this point into it, and I like to let them enjoy the fruits of their labor for a little bit, Brian.
Well, go enjoy it then. Thanks so much, Coach. Congratulations. Great win, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Wisconsin 94, Purdue 84. Back to wrap things up here at Mackey Arena in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
94-84, Wisconsin takes down Purdue this afternoon. John Tanjay with 32 points. Max Klesmit with 17. Nolan Winter with 12. John Blackwell and Jack Janicki each with 11. On down the line, Kamari McGee had 4, 3 for Stephen Crow, Carter Gilmore and Xavier Amos with 2. Trey Kaufman-Wren continues his very hot stretch. 30 points to pace Purdue. Fletcher Lawyer with 15. C.J. Cox with 13. Miles Colvin with 9. Caleb First with 5. Braden Smith with 6. 3 apiece for Camden Heidi and Jakari Harris. Wisconsin now 10-4 in the Big Ten, 20-5.
5 overall as they get set to begin a three-game homestand on Tuesday night against Illinois. One more time, your final, Wisconsin 94, Purdue 84. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Brian Freeman back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers host the Illinois Fighting Illini. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hermits, Hermits, kind of hush all over the world. If you didn't happen to catch the game, you missed it. Well, the Badgers were victorious this afternoon. 10-point lead there, 94-84 over the Purdue Boilermakers.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Forgiveness Education, a concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Go, Creighton's Clearwater Revival, Rick Johnson on a Saturday afternoon. This is the Saturday afternoon soundtrack here at WRGN News at the top of the hour.
Only the lonely.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without trying. Now I want to understand. I have done.
tell me instead of running around with all the other guys in town? Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you
CBS News on the app.